High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
And again, everybody, good afternoon from Wymore. I guess let's turn it over to evening now. It's 6:15, 6:17 on the evening, so we'll turn it over to evening and night now instead of afternoon, if I can remember. And we are ready for championship basketball to get underway. The girls between Falls City Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. The boys will feature the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Tri-County Trojans here at Wymore in the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament Championship. Our games are brought to you by our presenting sponsor for the contest. It's Verna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Verna Implement Company, they also serve you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. That's Verna Implement Company, bringing you our high school basketball action here. Randy Gatula. Fun games coming up here, local teams, we've seen them before, so it gets easier for us, and it's going to be a rematch here as girls' championship from just a couple of weeks ago, a game won by Johnson Brock.
All you got to do is look at the records of these teams. Johnson Brock 17-1, they won 17 in a row after dropping their season opener, I believe, to Lincoln Lutheran. Sacred Heart, they're at 16-3. They're ranked, I believe, number one right now in Class D2. Johnson Brock ranked right up there in D1. Any way you slice it, it's going to be a fun matchup here. I look for a competitive basketball game despite the outcome of the last time they met.
It was 49-35 the last time they met. Johnson Brock with a win. An interesting side note of that game, Sacred Heart went that entire ball game without a free throw attempt in that ball game. You just don't see that very often. Maybe a half once in a while, but the whole game, don't see that very often. Just see what happens here tonight. Johnson Brock, not like they made a living in the free throw. They only made 5 of their 15, so it wasn't like it was all one-sided. But you certainly, if you're Sacred Heart, you don't want that to happen again.
John, for our listeners who maybe were not tuned in, the game completed a few minutes ago in the boys' third-place consolation game. The EMF Bobcats defeated the Pawnee City Indian boys. The final in that one, 61-48, EMF with the win over Pawnee City. In the girls' third-place consolation game, it was Nebraska City Lords over Diller O'Dell. 58-46 was the final in the girls' consolation. And in college basketball this evening, the Peru State women got a win over Central Methodist, 84-72. And in the men's game, completed just a few minutes ago, the Bobcat men also with the win over Central Methodist. The final of that one, Peru State 81 and Central Methodist University 67. So our congratulations to the Peru State Bobcats, men and women, both picking up wins tonight in Peru. John, let's take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this game coming up right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service, with offices at four locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Wymore, our girls are warming up for the championship game between Johnson Brock and Fall City's Sacred Heart, and we have time now to look at the starting lineups for the ballgame.
All right, first of all, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 17-1 on the season, coached by head coach Mitchell Atkinson. He'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a junior, averaging 9.9 points per game. Natalie Knippelmeyer, a senior. She averages just under 10 points per game. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is a junior, 1.8 points per contest. Chloe Weiss, their point guard, is a junior. She averages 6.5 points per game. And Taryn Ottoman, a junior, the post player, the leading scorer for the Lady Eagles, averages 17.3 points per contest. Again, the Eagles are 17-1. They have won 17 games in a row. Starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. They come into the game tonight at 16-3 on the season. They'll be starting McKinley Scholl, a 5'8 senior, averaging 10.5 points per game in double figures. Avery Sando, a sophomore, 5'5, 4.1 points per game. Daisy Witt, a 5'6 sophomore, 6.5 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, the leading scorer for the Lady Irish. She's a 5'9 junior, putting in 15.2 points per contest. And Hallie Jones, a freshman, rounding out the starting five for Coach Sando. She's a 5'9 freshman, contributing 2.2 points per game for the Lady Irish. John, after this one, we'll have the boys championship game coming up, also featuring Johnson Brock. They will face the Tri-County Trojans.
Last year, that Tri-County Johnson Brock championship game in the Pioneer County Final, one of the best games we saw all year up at Tri-County. That was a terrific game. Johnson Brock, probably a little more experienced this year and on a roll.
Well, the thing about Johnson Brock, Coach Atkinson could go to his sixth, seventh, and even eighth player here, and things don't really drop off a lot. Usually, his first player off the bench is Daly Pelican. Daly, just a freshman point guard out there, but I can tell you, when they plug Daly into the mix, it doesn't drop off one iota. She's right in there among the starters, being very competitive here for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. Our public address announcer, Derek Long, does the PA work for the Husker volleyball team at the Devaney Center, serving as our PA announcer tonight. We are at Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. A rainy February night. John, I don't know about you, I got into some pretty good rain on the drive out here late this afternoon. There was a 4 or 5 mile stretch down by Barnston that need to have the wipers on high, windshield wipers. It was really really coming down there for a few miles. So
wasn't raining at all. I left home.
This is my kind of winter storm, the kind you don't have to shovel, and it's a lot of good moisture. So that works out well.
Don't need any fog later tonight.
Not at all.
A lot of people are going to have to go home here tonight. Josh Brockwood, they follow well, and they are here in numbers again today.
John, for folks just now tuning in, I mentioned this a minute ago, but the two games that have already been played here this afternoon and this evening in the girls' third-place consolation game, Lourdes defeated Dillard-Odell 58-46. In the boys' consolation bracket, it was EMF over Pawnee City 61-48. Those are the scores thus far here in the final day of the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament. John, you had some notes there on the ECNC tournament coming up. I know Auburn's facing, is it Freeman tonight in the championship, I believe?
Yeah, and the girl is Ellen Murdoch taking on Freeman. That one should be probably about over if they're anywhere near on time. And it's also Auburn and Freeman in the boys' championship. Should get our way around 7 o'clock tonight. Today, Johnson County Central boys got third place. They beat Meade 51-48 there. And that's all the scores we have from that tournament. Still didn't get an Auburn Fall City girls score. They played for fifth earlier today, so we haven't seen anything on that one yet. So we'll find out how they did as hopefully later in the night goes on here.
completing the introduction of the starting lineups now here over the public address system. Again, quickly for Johnson Brock, it'll be Behrens, Knippelmeyer, Buckmeyer, Weiss, and Ottoman. For the Irish, McKinley Scholl, Avery Sano, Daisy Witt, Jeffrey Lechtenberg, and Ellie Jones. Basketball coming up for you next week, both Tuesday and Thursday, here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. And, John, the week after that, we'll already be moving into girls' sub-district. Can you believe it?
It won't be long. Won't be long now.
We'll talk again about those games coming up next week on Tuesday night here or over on KTNC. Fall City will be at Diller Hotel. Also Tuesday night here on Sunny. John, you'll be in Rockport, Missouri with the Mound City Panthers for some Missouri high school basketball. Then on Thursday night, HTRS will be at Fall City on KTNC. And I will be at Johnson Brock where the Freeman Falcons will be in town. That'll be Thursday night, February 8th. That game, or those games, boys and girls, will be heard here on Sunny 101.3. Mixed in there with those girls' sub-districts, John, we do have some more regular season basketball coming up. We'll be carrying Fairbury at Fall City coming up on February 16th and Sacred Heart at North Central also on the 16th of February, and then we're in the boys' sub-district. Here we go, championship basketball, Pioneer Conference Tournament. Here's Tom Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Gentry Lechtenberg jumps up in the Irish against Taryn Ottoman for the Johnson Brock Eagles, and Lechtenberg takes a second swipe at it, knocks it back to teammate Daisy Witt. Sagan Earth, the home team on the scoreboard, and McKinley Scholl for three to fill it up and start the ballgame for the Irish on the right side of the circle, and Sagan Earth takes a quick 3-0 lead here. So here comes Johnson Brock to the front court for the first possession. Look into Ottoman in the paint, spins in the lane, turns, fires, and bounces it home on the rim. And we've got a 3-2 ball game here in the first 30 seconds. A little pressure by the Eagles. The Irish control it to the front court. Brooklyn Behrens guarding Witt out there. Now Scholl has it. Scholl off to Daisy Witt looking. Scholl inside. Lechtenberg walks with the basketball before she got the ball on the floor. To be traveling against the Irish junior.
Now Lechtenberg turned to go down with the dribble. There was a defender right in front of her, and she just didn't have room to maneuver.
Up the floor of the basketball, Brooklyn Behrens, a 5'8 junior for Johnson Brock. Inside Ottoman, up off the glass on the right side in the paint. Andrew Lechtenberg turned around, looked over the benches. I'm not sure what to do with that.
Pretty obvious what Mitchell Atkinson's plan is here.
Yeah, she's just big and athletic. And it's hard shopper if she gets the ball that deep. First lead change of the game now. Lead to Johnson Brock, 4-3. And it'll be Santo now to Lechtenberg from Witt. Van Lechtenberg off the glass. No. Ottoman with the rebound for the Eagles. Coming up the floor quickly the other way. Leave it back. Ottoman going to fire a triple from the left side of the circle. No good. Rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl. And Scholl run it up the floor on the left side for the Irish. Witt over to Sando and nearly knocked away. It was taken away now by Weiss. Lost the handle on it and got it back. So it will be Johnson Brock to the front court now in the person of Brooklyn at Buckmeyer. Passes off now into Ottoman. Left side. She gets fouled by McKinley Scholl. As soon as she made the catch, tried to elevate it, and Scholl called for the foul.
On McKinley Scholl, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Irish.
So Ottoman at the line, first free throws of the ballgame coming up here. Junior sets, fires, and swishes it home. 5-3, Johnson Brock, Ottoman with all five of the points so far for Johnson Brock. 6:08 left, first period, second on the way up, and it's good again. And we have a 6-3 lead now. Now we come back the other way. To the front court, it will be Daisy Witt. Goes to the high post to Lechtenberg, out to Avery Sando, back to Lechtenberg, 15-footer, no. Rebound, McKinley Scholl gets it, passes to Lechtenberg in the paint. Whistle and another foul call.
This one's going to go on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss on Chloe, her first personal. Team foul number one on the Eagles. Our score right now, Taryn Ottoman 6, Sacred Heart 3.
At the free throw line, Lechtenberg comes up short on her first effort of the night. So the Irish have already shot one more free throw attempt than they did the last time the two teams played. Lechtenberg ready. spends a lot of time at the free throw line for Sacred Heart and swishes a second one home. And we've got a 6-4 ball game. Johnson Brock leading it. Working it up the floor is Brooklyn Behrens coming around the right side. Dishes the ball off to Chloe Weiss. Drives the baseline. Kicks the ball back out to the top for three. It's up and down from that left side for Natalie Knippelmeyer. And now it's 9-4. 9-4, the lead 5 now for Johnson Brock. In the backcourt pressure, McKinley Shull picks it up in the midcourt circle ahead to Witt. Sophomore guard moves forward. Off it goes to Shull. In the post, Lechtenberg had it knocked away, got it back to Shull. Left side, Hallie Jones, a freshman. One dribble, gets it away to Lechtenberg, into the paint. Cross the lane, now to Santo. Around the rim, in and out, no good. Rebound, loose. Picked up on the baseline by Buckmeyer. Tried to scoop pass out of there to the sideline to Behrens, and it went too far out of bounds.
Just a little bit too much mustard on that hot dog. It ended up clear up here in the stands. A
little too tall. Bringing in Dacey Witt on the sideline against the zone of Johnson Brock here. Sano will go to Witt. Had it knocked away by Behrens. Recovered. Sano with it. Back out to Witt. Avery Sano had, I think, 16 the other night in the semifinals. Witt for three, left elbow up and good. Daisy Witt with a triple for the Irish, makes it a 2-point ball game, 9-7. Front court now with it for Johnson Brock will be Knippelmeyer. Out to the top, 3-pointer, no. Ottoman the rebound in the paint, dishes off down left side for Behrens, too strong. Weiss with the weak side rebound. No, got it back. And a held ball will stay on the Johnson Brock end.
Good call there by the baseline official. McKinley Shull had a whole handful of basketball and just froze the shot in place.
All right, into the game now for Johnson Brock comes Daly Pelican. And now Weiss will trigger from the baseline to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens sees a crack in the defense, goes in there, out to Pelican for three from the left elbow, up and good. Pelican off the bench, drains the three, the lead is 5, 12-7. The other way we go, it'll be Witt to Lechtenberg, Weiss, Honor. Lechtenberg in the paint, off to Hallie Jones, couldn't get stopped. Traveling the call, and it goes over to Johnson Brock.
Don't know whether you heard it, Daly Pelican sank the three. The chant came, she's a freshman, over in the corner.
To the front court we come, Pelican with the basketball on the right side. Weiss into Pelican, and she turns. Andrew Lechtenberg went for the steal, came up empty. That gave Pelican an easy pass to the
Ottoman
basket.
Ottoman got that one.
And it's now 14-7. To the front we go with the ball. Witt off to Lechtenberg. Looks for the bounce, and it's knocked away by Pelican. Weiss pushes it up the floor, stops, leaves the ball in the middle for Pelican. Back to Weiss, right side, holds on to it. To the top again, we'll set. Now Pelican on the left side, and a reach-in foul on the Irish as she lets it dribble by, and it's going to be on Daisy Witt.
On Daisy, that's her first personal job. Second team foul on the Lady Irish.
Hallie Jones out of the game for the game for the Irish. Dorothy Krause, a 5'6 freshman, checks in there. Inbounding the ball from the baseline is Pelican. Device, wide open triple from the right side, buries it. So Weiss with three, and the lead is 10. Timeout Sacred Heart back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
17-7, your score now. Johnson Brock out to the early lead here with 3:09 to play in the first quarter of this girls' championship game in the Pioneer Conference Tournament.
The Irish took the full timeout, down 10. 3:09 to go in this first quarter. Johnson Brock with three threes already in the ball game.
Pretty obvious they came out. Their initial plan was to get it to Taryn Ottoman under the basket. They've done so successfully. She has 8 points already.
No pressure this time to the Irish cross the midcourt stripe. Pick it up, come cross court to Kraus. Kraus, pass across. Now high post to McKinley Shaw. Started there by Pelican. Free throw line down to Sando. Shot up. No. Rebound. Lechtenberg on the left side. Weak side. Up and good for Gentry Lechtenberg. 17-9 we go now. Johnson Brock leading by 8. Now Pelican passes off. Gets it right back. And a reach in foul. A little bumping by the Irish down the lane. That's going to go on Avery Sando.
On Sando, her first personal, third team foul on the Lady Irish of the quarter.
Johnson Brock will inbound Pelican to trigger from the baseline. Looks out top. Brings the ball in there for Natalie Knippelmeyer. Back to Pelican. Back out top. Behrens. Brooklyn moves over to Weiss on the right side. Weiss back to Behrens. The lefty for three from the top. No. Rebound brought down by Sigurd Lechtenberg. Dribbling it up. Spins away. Brings it through the midcourt circle. Off to Witt. Had three buckets in the semi. Here's a three-pointer. Up and good. Nothing but net there for Daisy Witt. She's got a couple of threes here. Now the lead is down to 5. Johnson Brock to the front court. Where's Ottoman? Right in the middle, they get her the ball. Lechtenberg fell away from her. Now it's Behrens. Down the lane she goes. Up, short off the rim. Rebound to Scholl, and the Irish have it. A whistle and a foul.
Foul's going to be called on Brooklyn Behrens. On Behrens, that'll be her first and the second team foul on the Lady Eagles.
Sigar ball over on the far sideline. Minute 50 to play in this first period. 17-12, the lead to the Johnson Brock Eagles, number 4 ranked team in D1. Out top with it. Witt looking. Started to say last trip, she was driving to the basket the other night and making hard layup attempts. Now two threes here already today. That's what she's kind of been known for so far. Here's a pass. Ottoman with the steal takes it away. And now up the floor, pass it forward to Weiss on the baseline. Lechtenberg with her, give it off to Ottoman, tip back to Weiss, and we've got traveling as Weiss got caught between two defenders.
I thought they were trying an alley-oop to Chloe Weiss there for a minute.
I don't know how well that would work. Chloe is not the tallest player on the floor.
She was there and gathered it in, though.
There is a chance she's the shortest right now, but you never know. 1:10 to play, first quarter, a 5-point Johnson Brock advantage. Scholl out on the right side, moves up, spins to the middle. Off to Lechtenberg, driving to the hole, goes up, had it partially blocked, comes down to Kraus, back to Lechtenberg, now to Daisy Witt. Johnson Brock in a 2-1-2 zone here. And now Witt will leave it off for Kraus on the baseline, drives, bumped, and her pass back to the middle, Percy falls out, taken away by Taryn Ottoman. Ahead to Behrens, skip it over to the far side of the floor to threaten going to Knippelmeyer, and a reach-in foul on the Irish.
Foul is going to be called on Dorothy Kraus. So Kraus for first. Team foul number 4 on the Irish.
37.6 seconds left in quarter number 1 here on Girls Championship, the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Chloe Weiss will look at backcourt to Brooklyn at Behrens. Behrens Jr. working the dribble slowly in the front court now, guarded by McKinley Scholl. Starts up the right side, now slows it down, off to Pelican. Pelican over to Weiss on the left side. Back out in the middle, Behrens. They want a final shot here, it would appear, 19 seconds ago. And Gentry Lechtenberg in there trapping with Ottoman. Just falls to the foul, and Taryn Ottoman walks out of there with the biggest smile on her face you've seen so far this game.
On Lechtenberg, her first team foul, number 5. So we'll be at the line here shooting free throws. Taryn Ottoman will be shooting.
The 5'11" junior, 2 for 2 at the line, has 8 points already in the ball game. 17 seconds to go in the first period here. Free throw up and good. Gives her 9. The lead is 6. Ready again. Sets. Fires up and good again, barely hitting the net. double figures for Ottoman. A little pressure here with 16 seconds to go. Bring it into Gentry Lechtenberg. Coming up the floor, they try to move her to the sideline instead of trapping it away to Witt. Nine on the clock, and it's counting down. Witt on the left side of the floor. Stops, dribbles it off. Now to Lechtenberg. Two on the clock, and a long three, and it rattles home. That may be her first three-point attempt of the year. It's good. 19-15 after one. Johnson Brock with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Fall City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
15 for the Irish, 19 for the Eagles here after one quarter. It's a four-point ball game as we get ready for quarter number two action here in a Pioneer Conference Championship. Sacred Heart's got the ball. Here's Randy. All right, the inbound pass comes into Dacey Witt as we move into the second period of action. Comes over to Avery Sano into the corner. McKinley Scholl, deep baseline on the right side. Scholl dribbles up out of the corner, back up between the rings, top of the circle to D.C. Witt. Witt picks up the dribble, almost tossed it out of bounds. McKinley Scholl runs the ball down. Scholl finds Avery Sano, open look for three, got it. Avery Sano hits her first three of the night from out of the left wing. John, it's a one-point basketball game, 19-18. After being down 17-7, they've gone on an 11-2 run here to get back within one. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brooklyn Behrens to Brooklyn Buffmeyer, and she traveled with the basketball. A turnover, and Sacred Heart, after being down by 10 early, a chance to take the lead here, John.
Gentry Lechtenberg playing in front of Taryn Ottoman now, and most of the time right behind her is Hallie Jones.
John, how big was that three-pointer by Lechtenberg at the buzzer just psychologically here for the Irish?
Very important.
Sacred Heart with the basketball, trailing by one, 19-18, opening minute of play here in the second quarter. This is Avery Sano with the basketball, left wing, between the ring, top of the circle. Back up it comes to Witt. Inside, they try to feed it into Lechtenberg. She dribbles out of there. I think they're going to say she stepped on the baseline.
She dribbled the ball out of bounds, it looked like.
Hallie Jones tried to feed it to her on the baseline. I'm not sure how they couldn't have gone up with the shot there instead of feeding it off, but they were watching for the pass underneath. This is Brooklyn Behrens with the ball. Man-to-man defense by Sacred Heart to Buckmeyer. Over to Chloe Weiss. Back to the right side. Finds Behrens. Behrens against McKinley Scholl. Kicks it to the left side. Open look. Buckmeyer for three. Off. No good. The ball is fought for. Rebound. Follow shot. Taryn Ottoman. Whistle and a foul, probably on Gentry Lechtenberg here.
It will be. She got her with the hack on the shot, so it's going to be Ottoman back to the line, which is already 4 for 4.
She has 10 points. She's playing along at a 40-point clip here with 10 in the first quarter. This will be her fifth free throw of the evening. The shot is up. It is good. She's 5 for 5, and, John, I don't think any of those have touched the rim.
Here's the problem for the Irish. Lechtenberg comes to the bench with 6:37 to go, and the first half. She set the entire second quarter in the semifinals Thursday.
Second shot for Taryn Ottoman is up. It's good. She's now 6 for 6 from the line, has 12 points for Johnson Brock. The lead is back to 3 now for the Eagles. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock. McKinley Scholl gets it across the timeline. Hands it off to Dacey Witt. She's covered by Chloe Weiss in the man-to-man. Witt to the right side to Dorothy Krause. Krause inside. Pass comes to Scholl. A little step back. Oh, Scholl was looking underneath for Hallie Jones. Jones couldn't handle the pass. That was coming with a lot of gunpowder behind it, John.
Too far up the ladder that time for her.
21-18, Johnson Brock with a three-point lead and the basketball. 6 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the first half here at Wymore Southern. Brooklyn Buckmeyer lobs it into Ottoman. Ottoman's tied up immediately. There's some good defense on the part of McKinley Scholl to tie up Taryn Ottoman.
Boy, gets crowded in there in a hurry when she gets the ball in the paint, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. All right, Chloe Weiss will inbound it. She'll toss it in on the baseline to the right side of her own basket. Lobs it all the way up top. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the ball, comes around to the right wing with it to Buckmeyer into the corner, baseline right side. Behrens gives it back to Chloe Weiss for three. It's off the iron. No, a fight for the rebound. Dorothy Krause looked like she had the rebound.
That'll be taking her basketball in the already possession. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call that foul.
Who? Brooklyn Buckmeyer.
Okay. Hey, they don't have that number. All right. Backfires first, the first foul of the second quarter on the Eagles.
21-18, Johnson Brock by three, 5:48 on the clock here in the quarter. With the basketball for Sacred Heart, Dorothy Krause down in the corner on the right side. In the paint, turnaround shot, McKinley Scholl partially blocked. Rebound try for putback by Ellie Jones. And we're going to put Jones, the freshman, at the free throw line.
This foul again on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her second row, second foul of the quarter on the Eagles.
Jones, a 65% free throw shooter on the season. This one is up off the back of the iron. She'll have a second shot coming. Ellie Jones, just a freshman, averaging 2.2 points per ball game for the Irish. She moved into that starting lineup after the injury to Sadie Tisdall.
Buckmeyer out of the ball game for the Eagles. Back in there is Daly Pelican.
Jones' second free throw is up. It's good. Banked that one off the glass and got it down. The freshman with her first point of the night. And it's a two-point contest, 21-19. Irish trail by two. They were down by 10. Here's Ottoman for three. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Knippelmeyer taken away underneath. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock.
This time goes on Natalie Knippelmeyer trying to get that ball back because Krause took it away.
That's Natalie's first personal. I think that's a 13 foul now on Johnson Brock with 5:26 to go in the quarter. Chance maybe that Sacred Heart might be shooting some free throws here. Witt in backcourt, off to McKinley Scholl. She easily gets it across the timeline. Works one-on-one against Daly Pelican. To the left side to Avery Santo. Santo lost her dribble, has to clear back up between the rings to D.C. Witt. Witt to the right wing to Krause, inside the paint. McKinley Scholl double team, had the ball taken away. Ottoman grabs it up loose. 21-19. Irish had a chance to tie it up there, John. They're down by two. Chloe Weiss gives up to Taryn Ottoman, who works to the right side of the lane. Here's Weiss driving to the right side baseline. No shot is there. Ottoman in traffic, lost the handle. She travels with the basketball. Sacred Heart will get possession of the ball with another opportunity to try and tie this thing up. Keep in mind, if you're just tuning in, Sacred Heart trailed by 10, 17-7. They were down by 10. They're now back within two at 21-19. Irish with the basketball. Here's Santo. Goes to the corner. Avery can't get to the baseline. Has to come back up to the top of the key. Again, clears it out to Daisy Witt. She backs it out. Daly Pelican comes out to give chase. Now Witt gets a pick set by Scholl. Look for the pick and roll. Couldn't get it to Scholl. Has to come to Santo on the left wing. Santo dribbles it all the way from right to left to the right side of the lane now. Tried to kick it out to Witt. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. Fast break. Daly Pelican driving, laying up off. No good. Rebound follow shot. Taryn Ottoman got the basket, and she will be fouled.
Got the rebound and the bucket. Gives her 14. And Hallie Jones called for her first foul of the game. Second team foul on the Irish this quarter. Time Eagles, they lead at 23-19 in the second quarter. Back to Wymore after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Taryn Ottoman put the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles up by four just before the timeout. She was fouled in the process. She'll be at the line for the and one when play is resumed. 23-19 your score. Johnson Brock up near the midway point of the second quarter. 4:08 to go in the second period, first half. Taryn Ottoman has made six in a row from the free throw line. She has 14 points already, and we've only played 12 minutes.
That's a bunch.
Ottoman, a junior, the post player in there. She'll be at the line, shooting one shot. Average of 17.3 per ball game. Ottoman takes aim. She looks to the basket, launches the shot, and again, nothing but nylon. 7 for 7, and she hasn't touched the rim yet on a free throw. Full court pressure now by the Eagles. Down court comes Avery Sato across the timeline. Out to Challenger there. Daly Pelican gives it up to McKinley Scholl. Scholl works the offense now for Sacred Heart. Scholl at the top of the circle. Hands the ball off to Daisy Witt. Chloe Weiss is there on Witt. Again, it goes to Sando. She tries to back in. Gets it out to Witt for an open look. Three that's off the rim. No. Jones battling for the rebound, but she stepped on the baseline going after that ball. I'm not sure Hallie Jones didn't hurt herself here when she went down. She's
went
grabbing
down awkwardly.
Grabbing that left leg a little bit here. Hope that isn't some kind of a sprain there. She's hobbling a little bit as she comes. Coach Luke Sando asking if she's okay to continue. She looks over to the bench. Obviously came down in kind of an awkward position there with that left leg stretched out behind her. Looks like she might have pulled a muscle of some kind there. All right, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball up by 5. The Lady Eagles lead at 24-19. 3:40 to go in the first half. This is Daly Pelican on the dribble. Pelican picks up the dribble, goes inside to Chloe Weiss. Driving layup, Weiss off, no good. And coming down with the rebound was Daisy Witt, but a jump ball is called. The held ball possession arrow is going to favor the Sacred Heart Irish.
Hallie Jones has figured out the secret. If you don't look at the bench, they're not going to take you out.
Now she's obviously in a little bit of pain out here. She's hobbled and limping along with it. All right, Witt with the basketball at the top of the key. Coming out is Ottoman out there to give chase. They feed it underneath with the steal is Daly Pelican. Here comes the freshman, one-on-one with Avery Sando. She goes around Sando, now kicks it back up top to Ottoman. We near the three-minute mark to play here in the quarter. Brooklyn Behrens on the right side. Pass comes back up again to Pelican. She finds Behrens. Behrens, a cross-court pass. Chloe Weiss, open look three off the iron. No rebound. Hallie Jones. Jones gets the defensive board despite the sore leg. Now Krause goes in. Dorothy Krause tries for a layup, and Dorothy will be fouled. We're going to put the freshman at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Daly Pelican got called for the foul. Look pretty clean, Randy.
That's the fourth personal on Johnson Brock with 2:48 to play here in the second quarter. Dorothy Krause at the line has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. She banked that one off the window. It still counts one, John.
A lot of times the bank isn't open on Saturday.
I know. Here we go. Especially Saturday night, huh? Second shot is off to the right. Doesn't go. Rebound taken away by Taryn Ottoman. Here come Brooklyn Behrens to the right side. Chloe Weiss, top of the key. Here's Daly Pelican. Right back, it comes to Weiss. Avery Sando almost stole the ball away there for a moment. Weiss retained possession, goes across with it to Behrens for three. Brooklyn Behrens with her first points of the night, and she hits the tray from the left wing. 27-20. Johnson Brock has opened up a 7-point advantage once again. They led by 10 earlier in the ball game. Had the lead cut, what, to 2, John, I think?
Yes.
27-20. Irish need a basket this possession. 2:09 to go. McKinley Scholl, free throw line. Step back jumper. Up off, no good. Ball, great job of saving the ball from going out of bounds by Brooklyn Behrens. Puts it into Daly Pelican, who pushes the ball down the court. Now Behrens holds it at the top of the circle, looks to Chloe Weiss. Lob pass underneath. They were trying to find Ottoman. It was too tall. The ball goes out of bounds. I thought maybe McKinley Scholl got her fingers on that
one. You know, nearly everybody on that other side of the gym wearing red thought so, too.
Well, I wouldn't have argued with the ref one iota if they'd have said it went the other way, but Sacred Heart will take it. And AC went with the ball, chasing her. On the side is Chloe Weiss. Up it comes to Sando. Avery Sando for three, in, out, and then in again. Avery Sando, her second three-pointer. That one went in the hole, then popped straight up in the air before finding its way down. Here's a three from the other end, up and good by Taryn Ottoman. And what kind of a ball game is Taryn Ottoman having here? Add him up for me, John.
18.
How many?
18.
18 already here in the first half. A minute 15 to go. It's 30-23. Ottoman puts Johnson Brock back up by 7. Here come the Irish. Whip finds McKinley Shoal. Shoal, left side in the paint, reverses. Now the left-handed dribble, driving, laying up. Couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled by Natalie Knippelmeyer.
Natalie picks up her second foul, and that'll be team foul number 5 for the final 61 seconds of this first half.
At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. First one is up and off for McKinley Shoal. McKinley's got 3 points on a tray that she scored back in the first quarter.
Lanny Knippelmeyer checks in for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Now in there for Natalie Knippelmeyer.
McKinley Shoal, second free throw is up. It's off, doesn't go. And Brooklyn Barons has the rebound for the Lady Eagles. Now you're up by 7, under a minute to go. Will Johnson Brock slow it down and play for 1 here, or just keep running their offense? Barons lobs inside. There's your answer. They go to Ottoman. Up and off, no good. Lanny Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Up top, Chloe Weiss for 3 from the top of the key. It's off, no good. Battle for the rebound. Jones down there battling on the floor for that loose basketball with Lanny Knippelmeyer. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor Johnson Brock. They'll trigger it in on the baseline. Taryn Ottoman to toss it in. Ottoman lobs it up top to Chloe Weiss. Weiss looking for the lob pass inside. Goes to Barons. Barons in the paint. Little floating shot off the glass. No. Irish with the rebound. Jones came down with it. They get it out to Shoal. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Shoal all the way down. Got a little out of control. A collision occurs and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss.
Chloe picks up her second foul. That will put the Irish at the line. McKinley Shoal there where she is looking for her first free throw of the night.
0 for 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. Now 1 out of 3 from the line. McKinley has 4 points in the ballgame.
Chloe Weiss comes to the bench and Hallie Nichols, a 5'8 junior, checks in for the Eagles.
Here's McKinley Shoal's second free throw. It's up off the back iron. Jones with the rebound. Gets it out. Shot is up. Bank shot off the glass. Up and good for 2 by McKinley Shoal. Shoal put it down. She's got 6 points. And the lead is cut back to 4. Sacred Heart not going away here, despite falling behind by double digits. 7 seconds. Here's Weiss with a long, Barons with a long 3 that doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman got the put back at the buzzer, and that extends that Johnson Brock lead back to 6 at the end of the second quarter. Our halftime score 32-26. Johnson Brock on top. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Championships on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those sledding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding!
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here with a look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half, Sacred Heart is trailing by 6. They are led by McKinley Scholl, Avery Santo, Daisy Witt, and Gentry Lechtenberg. 6 points apiece for the four Irish players. 1 point for Dorothy Krause and 1 point for Hallie Jones for the Irish in the first half. 2 fouls on Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish. Nobody else with more than one. The Irish hit 4 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. For Johnson Brock in the first half, it's pretty much a Terran Ottoman show. I had her 20 points and 5 rebounds that first half, including all 7 made free throw attempts. After that, Brooklyn Barons, Daly Pelican, Natalie Knippelmeyer, and Chloe Weiss each have made a 3-point basket, and that's all the points for Johnson Brock. They are 7 for 7 at the line. The only person to shoot one, Taryn Ottoman. 2 fouls on Chloe Weiss, 2 on Natalie Knippelmeyer for Johnson Brock in the first half of her ballgame. And at halftime, her score 32-26. Johnson Brock leading Fall City Sacred Heart in her Pioneer Conference Girls Championship ballgame.
Our halftime scoring recap again has been presented by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. They say you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, then update you with our local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information. And then John and I will be back with third quarter action coming up. At the half, Johnson Brock leading Sacred Heart 32-26 here on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm
weatherology meteorologist Andy Fanhuber with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have wet weather continuing to occur all weekend as rain moves into the area and continues for our Sunday. We will see sunshine returning early next week with our temperatures remaining well above average. Showers, cloud cover in mid-50s for your Saturday. East winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Showers continue tonight, 42 degrees for your low. We'll still have breezy easterly winds. Sunday rain showers, cloud cover will be cooler in the upper 40s, but still above that average high, which is 42. Northeast winds gusting over 20. For Monday, we will see plenty of sunshine as our high temperature is warm to 52 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faliber on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes up on the clock, and we're ready to go in the third quarter here for Girls Pioneer Conference Championship basketball game tonight. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Runa Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You're invited to see them for parts, sales, and service. That's Runa Implement Company. They also serve you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Runa Implement Company if you enjoy these sports broadcasts on Sunny 101.3. The Eagles are standing out between the midcourt circle and the free throw line on the Irish end. Here come the Irish break and huddle and ready to go in the second half here. Coach Luke Sando throws the suit jacket away for the third quarter.
Time to go to work.
Time to get after. Gentry Lechtenberg back in the ball game for the Irish here as they're starting five in for both squads here. Out top against the zone defense, the Irish. Lechtenberg out on the left side, now working towards the middle. Keeps the dribble. Back off now to Avery Santo. Santo comes near side to Daisy Witt. Playing the high post is Lechtenberg. She takes the entry pass. Pass back out. Now Santo and a three ball from Scholl from the left side. No good. Rebound knocked loose by Jones. Lechtenberg picks it up. Gets the ball away to Witt. Bobbled it. Got it back. Now the Irish will reset the offense. Lechtenberg in the free throw circle to Santo. Back to Lechtenberg from 12 feet on the rim. Bounces around and falls in the hole. 8 points for Lechtenberg. The game is a 4-point lead, 32-28. The lead to Johnson Brock. They have the basketball now. Here's a three-pointer right side off the rim. No good. Shot put up there by Buckmeyer.
Rebound brought down by Sato for Sacred Heart. Come back the other way now. Up to the front, inside Lechtenberg. Holds it out to Scholl. Three ball up, three ball down from the left side for McKinley Scholl. And all of a sudden, we got a one-point ball game. 32-31, Johnson Brock with the one-point advantage. Chloe Weiss into the paint, across the lane, passes off. Driving, shooting up, no good by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Lechtenberg comes down with the rebound, out to Scholl. The Irish pull up across midcourt, now to Sando, and out comes J.C. Witt to get the basketball for the Irish. And the ball is kicked out of bounds, away from the play by Behrens, and the Irish will inbound in front of their own bench here.
Chance to take the lead with a two here, John.
Quick start for the Irish, look in. Now it goes Lechtenberg in the paint, double, bounces it out of there. Witt holds it, thought about it, didn't pass to the right corner. Hits a three-pointer for Scholl. It's no good. Hallie Jones with another Irish rebound. Out of there to Lechtenberg in the paint. Did she walk? Yes, she did. Johnson Brock takes the possession after the Sacred Heart turnover.
Coach Mitchell Atkinson not happy. He's shouting instructions at his girls here. Didn't like that last defensive effort down the floor.
Up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Knippelmeyer with it. Now off the right side to Weiss. To the wing, inside, knocked away, stolen by McKinley Scholl. Bounce pass away to Lechtenberg, double team, bounce over to Scholl. She'll push it up the floor on the left side, works to the middle, carried it in, layup attempt, no, but a whistle and a foul as she goes flying by a defender. Somebody reached in and got her.
That foul is going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, that is her third personal and team foul number one of the quarter. So now Knippelmeyer with three, Buckmeyer with two, and Weiss with two fouls.
Free throw up, and we are tied at 32 apiece. First tie of the ball game coming here at 5:25 of quarter number three.
McKinley Scholl in double figures now, has 10 points in the ball game.
The Irish senior, the only senior on the squad, fires up. It's good, and the Irish reclaim the lead for the first time since they were up 2-0. And now we have a timeout called by Johnson Brock. They'll take the break. We'll go with them. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, after trailing by six at halftime, the Irish have come out with seven unanswered points to take a one-point lead here to begin this third quarter.
Eagle basketball in midcourt. Daly Pelican back in the ballgame. The freshman in for Johnson Brock now. Right side of the basketball, Buckmeyer, and gives it to Chloe Weiss, top of the key. Down the right lane, she dribbles, passes out for three. It's up, too strong by Buckmeyer. Rebound, Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman pulls it out of there. Now a whistle and a foul on McKinley Scholl.
On Scholl, that will be her second personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Irish.
All right, inbounding from the baseline will be Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Everybody on the left lane. Get the ball out top. Behrens to Weiss. Drive to the paint. Whips the ball to the right side to Pelican. Turned, knocked away by the Irish. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. So inbound about 20 feet up off the baseline. Fire the skip pass across to Buckmeyer on the left side. Behrens back to Buckmeyer. Thought about loading a long one up. Didn't do it. Behrens dribbles down. Now Buckmeyer will fire the triple. It's up. It's good from the left side. So Brooklyn Buckmeyer with their first points in the ball game, and the lead back to Johnson Brock, 35-33. To the front, Johnson Brock on defense, and they cause the turnover. Lechtenberg looking underneath for Jones, and they couldn't connect.
And the sad part there, Gentry had an open look at the basket. There was no defender on her, just looking for a better percentage shot, and they ended up turning it over.
Out to Buckmeyer, right side, wing three ball up, no rebound, luck there by Dacey Witt. Out of there with it to Sando. Sando up the floor ahead, Lechtenberg, traffic spin, blocked away by Ottoman. Ottoman with the block, and now ahead it goes. Now Behrens into the paint, elevates up off the glass, good. Brooklyn Behrens now to five, and the lead back up to four for Johnson Brock. 37-33, Lechtenberg to the front. Now take it down to the wing. It'll be Sando back out to Witt. Steps up, and Sando for three. Got it. Long three ball. Avery Sando with her third triple of the ball game. It's a one-point ball game. Johnson Brock with a lead. In traffic, Behrens knocked away by Sando. Loose ball. Scramble is on, and Ottoman ends up with the ball. Drives to the free throw line, out to Weiss on the right side, works to the middle, back to Ottoman to the top. In the paint, and a reach-in foul on Avery Sando is going to be the guilty party here. On Sando, that is her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Lady Irish. So Chloe Weiss will trigger off the baseline again. Everybody on a corner, now they move for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Lob it out to the top to Pelican. Right side, Buckmeyer wide open. Nobody close to her. And she switches home the three ball. Buckmeyer with her second long one of the quarter. And the lead is four. 40-36.
No defender within 10 feet of her, John.
The other way, it'll be Hallie Jones on the baseline. Her pass out. Draws a foul. They try to get it back to McKinley Shaw.
Foul is going to be on Brooklyn Behrens. On Brooklyn, that is her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Lady Eagles.
All right, inbounding the basketball. It will come into Sando. Safe at heart. It's gone, I believe, just six deep in this ballgame. That's about as far as it'll go. Long three for Lechtenberg. Up and good. Not normally her game, and the Irish pull back to within one. 40-39, 2:38 to play in the third. Buckmeyer again on the rim. This time won't go. Rebound off, I think off, yeah, the killing shelf. She had the rebound knocked loose by Ottoman, and she tried to get it back. I think it bounced off her leg.
Yeah, our official Dave Bryant got that right. He went off of McKinley Shore's foot, actually. Dribbled right off her toe.
So, Weiss inbound from the baseline again. Lobs it out top, backing up to get it. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens works right, gives back to Ottoman. Left side of the floor. Back out to Pelican. Swinging around and a long three is good from the right side. Brooklyn Behrens now 8 points in the ballgame.
You're right.
43-39, the lead to Johnson Brock. They're up by four. Now it's Sand with the paint, had it knocked loose, scramble for the ball and a push foul. What are you going to call that on?
Probably Pelican. No.
Called on Sando.
Oh, really? Went the other way.
Well, I think she went in after the ball was rolling away from her. She got into the back of Pelican.
That'll be Avery's third personal and the 13th foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Could have saw that going either way. Under 2 minutes left, third quarter. 4-point advantage, Johnson Brock. Now with it, out top, Buckmeyer to Weiss. Into Ottoman. Jones with her, run behind her, and now 3-point try by Behrens, and she got fouled. It was over the line to shoot three.
Now, Brooklyn Behrens looked up at the official and says, "Mr. Referee, I have been mugged." The foul is going to be on D.C. Witt, on Witt, her second personal. That's the fourth team foul on the Irish.
First trip to the line for Behrens. She's got 8 in the ball game, and that one's no good. She's the first player for Johnson Brock to shoot a free throw other than Taryn Ottoman in the ballgame. Second one up and good. 1 out of 2. Now timeout called by the Irish. Down by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts and Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
1 minute, 45 seconds left, quarter number three. Johnson Brock leading Sagan Art, 44-39. Had a couple of lead changes here in this third quarter. Had a tie after Johnson Brock had led almost the entire first half. An eight-point advantage at halftime is now four. And at the line, Brooklyn Barron trying to make it a five-point lead here with this third free throw. Junior sets, fires, it's up, it's off, no good. And a rebound by Scholl and a foul on Daly Pelican.
On Daly, that'll be her second personal team foul, number three of the quarter on the Eagles.
Well, here come the Irish. It will go to Daisy Witt. To the front she goes, will weave out top, and Lechtenberg turns the corner down the lane, over the front end, good. 13 for Lechtenberg, 6 in the first quarter, 7 here in the third. It's a 3-point ball game. To the front, Buckmeyer to Pelican, right side with the dribble. Back to Buckmeyer, loads up a long one on the rim, no, rebound to Witt. Witt comes out of there with the basketball for Sagan Hart. Caught in the backcourt. Oh, your dribble. Her bounce pass stolen away by Weiss. Missed the layup, and it goes now to Sando. Ahead to Lechtenberg, driving in. Got it, but it will count a block before the shot was away on Buckmeyer.
Well, Buckmeyer got over there and got set on the baseline and got ran over by Lechtenberg. Definitely a foul on the floor there.
Third foul on Buckmeyer, 61 seconds left in the third quarter. Coach Luke Sound debating, trying to get some free throws or a continuation here because the ball went in. Lob it out top to Lechtenberg, guarded by Buckmeyer. Lechtenberg to the corner, and it's Scholl. He got a piece of that one. Good job on the block out there by Buckmeyer. Coming down with it is Barron. Brooklyn works it through the circle of midcourt. They're going to hold maybe for one here. Dribbling around, guarded man-to-man by the Irish defenders. And they'll try to get it inside to Weiss. Tipped. Weiss got it back. Now Ottoman will hold. 35 seconds to go. And now they will hold. Backing out here midcourt is going to be the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Buckmeyer over to Behrens. Midfloor between the circles. Clock at 20. They go over now to Ottoman. Ottoman will hold it. High post to Weiss. You think that'd be just the opposite, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now Ottoman had it knocked away by Scholl. Dives on the floor. Oh, wasn't that traveling? Oh, my. Get it away to Barron. And a long one for Pelican. And she banks it in from the free throw line between the circles. That's the second kind of lucky shot we've seen. One for each team at the end of the quarter. Pelican with her second triple of the ball game. 47-41. Johnson Brock. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Despite falling behind. behind as much as 10 points in the first half, and by 7 or 8 points on multiple occasions here in the third quarter, they battled back to within 6. The Irish down by 6. We move into the fourth quarter, 47-41. Johnson Brock has the basketball and the lead. This is Chloe Weiss out to Brooklyn Behrens on the right wing. Up top to Weiss between the rings. To the left side, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now to Chloe Weiss. She works one-on-one against Avery Sando. Irish in a man-to-man defense here. Around the top of the key, going in goes Behrens. Collides with Jones. Wow. No whistle there. A lot of contact. Fast break the other direction. Jeffrey Lechtenberg brings it down to set it up offensively. Avery Sando in the corner on the left side of the basket. Bobbled the ball for a minute. Has to pick it up back to the top of the key. It comes to D.C. Witt. Witt backs it out near the midcourt circle. Hands the ball to Lechtenberg. In the paint. Driving layup. Lechtenberg blocked by Ottoman. Whistle and a foul. Probably on Ottoman.
Yeah. Hard to see the finger. That is a first foul on Terran Ottoman. First foul of the fourth quarter.
At the free throw line, Jeffrey Lechtenberg shooting two shots. She's one out of two from the line so far. Shot is up and good. She got it. With that shot, she has 14 points now in the ballgame. 47-42. The lead is down to 5. Lechtenberg will try and pull the Lady Irish back within 4. Been a close ballgame throughout here, John. Very competitive basketball. Been a couple of top 10 ranked teams in the state. Second shot is up and good also for Jeffrey Lechtenberg. They are in separate classes, though, for districts. Johnson Brock, D1. Sacred Heart in D2. Here comes Johnson Brock with the basketball. It's Knippelmeyer. Free throw line. Jump shot up and off. And the rebound down to L.A. Jones. Jones with yet another rebound. Lechtenberg pushes it down court. Forward to Jones in the paint. Jones is tied up. They're going to say she traveled.
That's a hard play for Holly Jones. Running the court like that to pick up a bounce pass.
And what a job of defense there by Chloe Weiss to get in and tie her up, make her travel with the ball. Johnson gets the ball back with a 4-point lead. Under 7 minutes to go, 6:52 showing on the game clock here in the fourth quarter as Chloe Weiss goes to the corner. Buckmeyer's going to try another three off the rim. No. Rebound Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is trapped. She's double-teamed underneath the basket. Got it out to, got the pass out to McKinley Scholl somehow when she was triple-teamed. Scholl hands it up to D.C. Witt. Sacred Heart will reset the offense. Now they run the weave. Lechtenberg to the right side. To McKinley Scholl. Left-handed dribble. Scholl takes it all the way in. Driving layup. No whistle. Ball doesn't go. The rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman up court with a pass. Finds Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to Brooklyn Behrens. Here comes Ottoman into the paint. Ball stripped away by McKinley Scholl. Lechtenberg with the steal. Lechtenberg down court. Thought about the three. Passes it up and gives the ball to Avery Sando. She'll launch the three. Hits the back of the iron. No. The ball tipped out. Chloe Weiss comes up with it. Weiss with the basketball, 47-43. Johnson Brock by 4. Tyrell taken on the 4 by the Eagles with 5:57 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fourth quarter action going on here in timeout, taken by Johnson Brock. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast, Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company, they serve you from 5 additional locations across northeast Kansas.
5 minutes, 57 seconds left to play in regulation here in the girls' championship game of the 2024 Pioneer Conference Tournament. We're live from Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula alongside John Nixon, Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer at the Sunny Studios for tonight's presentation of High School Sports.
Who? I was supposed to mention his name, but he did something wrong, remember?
Oh, okay. He's doing fine. Without him, nothing happens, John. We got to be good to Kurt.
Quiet.
5:57 to go. Here we go. Johnson Brock with the basketball and the 4-point lead. They inbound the pass to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She goes right back to Chloe Weiss with it.
Weiss works to the corner, goes all the way under through. May have stepped on the, no, she's going to be fouled under there. I thought she stepped on the baseline for a moment.
Push foul on Hallie Jones, her second, and that will be the first foul of the fourth quarter on Sacred Heart.
All right, let's see what Johnson Brock wants to run. They huddle up like a football team out here and call the play. Inbounding it, Knippelmeyer into the corner to Chloe Weiss on the left side. Weiss dribbles around the three-point arc, goes right back to Knippelmeyer on the left wing. Now Weiss holds the ball, works the left-handed dribble. Avery Sandel comes out to pick her up in the man-to-man defense. Here goes Weiss for the driving layup. Collision with Hallie Jones as she tried to go to the basket. The foul will be on the floor.
Hallie's only problem there is she was moving when the contact was made, so that'll be her third, second foul of the quarter.
All right, inbounding the ball. Well, underneath. Oh, Chloe put that one in, and Chloe Weiss's shot hit the bottom of the backboard. Now Hallie Jones goes in and ties up Taryn Ottoman. Jones with a good job defensively, tying Taryn Ottoman up. Alternating possession arrow gives the ball back to the Irish. Sacred Heart still within four here now. 47-43, a lot of time left. 5.5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter as Dacey Witt brings the ball up the court. I guess you'd say Sacred Heart is trying to pull what would be considered an upset here over the 17-1 Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. On the dribble, coming around to the near side. Gentry Lechtenberg just lost the handle on it. It got away, the ball goes out of bounds.
A lot of pressure on the defense by Johnson Brock. They're playing pretty tight in that man-to-man when somebody's dribbling the ball around the corners here.
Chloe Weiss will push the ball up court for Johnson Brock. Her team up by four, 47-43. JB has not scored in this fourth quarter. There's a collision on the right side, a pull-away set shot up and off Knippelmeyer. Chloe Weiss comes down with a rebound, a jump ball is called. Great job by Gentry Lechtenberg to get her hands on that. Possession arrow is going to favor Johnson Brock. Coach Mitchell Atkinson inquiring of the man in the striped shirt as to exactly what transpired. Chloe Weiss will trigger it in. She's on the baseline under the left side of her own backboard to toss this one in. 4:55 to go in the ballgame. Still a four-point lead for Johnson Brock, 47-43. Weiss running out of time on the five count. Gets it in to Knippelmeyer, or to Behrens. Behrens driving layup. No, but a whistle and a foul, and Brooklyn Behrens is probably going to be at the line here.
Avery Sano picks up her fourth foul of the contest. This will be the third foul of the fourth quarter on the Irish.
Brooklyn Behrens, one out of three from the free throw line so far tonight, has 9 points. This would put her in double figures. She can't get it. She'll get another attempt. Brooklyn Behrens averages 9.9 points per contest. She's got 9 right now. Looking for a 10. Shot is up and short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Witt. A.C. Witt. Oh, going the wrong way with it. Gets it up to McKinley Scholl. Down court pass. Here comes Sando. Bounce pass. Jones. Shot is up and good. Sando with the assist. Ellie Jones with the basket. And it's a 2-point contest. 47-45. Did you get that, Mom? Got a video running on that one when Ellie Jones took it in. 4:27 on the clock. A 2-point ball game. 47-45. Johnson Brock with the basketball. There's Chloe Weiss for three. It's off the iron. No, the rebound. Follow shot. Buckmeyer. She got it, and she is fouled. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with a big putback. Got it to fall and drew the foul.
Sacred Heart foul. The bucket good. The foul on Hallie Jones. Going to be number four.
So at the free throw line, here's Daily Pelican into the lineup. She will come in and replace Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn Buckmeyer at the line for the and one. She has 8 points so far tonight.
Johnson Brock in the bonus the rest of the game.
Free throw is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound to Jones. Jones gives it up to Dacey Witt. It's a 4-point basketball game. Sacred Heart with the ball. McKinley Scholl across the timeline sets the offense up. Goes to Gentry Lechtenberg out on the left wing. Lechtenberg dribbles to the top of the circle. She'll take it into the lane. Floater up. Got it. And she's fouled. Great job by Gentry Lechtenberg. Going down the lane, right down the avenue, and laid it in.
Taryn Ottoman whistle for her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number two of the quarter.
Gentry Lechtenberg for the and one. She's 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Free throw is up. It's good. She got it at John. We've got a 1-point basketball game. Johnson Brock being pushed to the limit here tonight.
by the Sacred Heart Lady Irish. Under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. 3:52 on the game clock. Johnson Brock by one. Buckmeyer for three off the rim. No. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Weiss comes out with it. They'll reset the possession and go to the right wing with it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer down to the freshman, Pelican, into the paint. Weiss goes up with a shot, couldn't get it. McKinley Scholl stole the basketball. So they were all looking around expecting a whistle there, I think.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, Lechtenberg in the forecourt with the dribble. Gives it up to Daisy Witt. A chance for the Irish to take the lead here with a two-point basket. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the basketball game. Coach Luke Sando saying, take it to the hole. To Jones in the corner. McKinley Scholl with the dribble. Reaching in, Buckmeyer took a stab at the basketball. Couldn't get it. Now Scholl, spin move. Oh, that went off the foot of Taryn Onovan out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball.
About the time Coach Sando said, take it to the hole. Taryn Onovan stepped out right in the path of the road to the hole.
Brooklyn Barons back onto the floor. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will take a breather. 3:02 to go in the contest. 49-48. Johnson Brock up by one. Sacred Heart with the basketball. All the way in, driving lay-in. Lechtenberg doesn't get it, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line, and she'll be shooting two shots.
Brooklyn Barons picks up personal foul number three and the third team foul of the fourth quarter on Johnson Brock Eagles.
Gentry Lechtenberg at the line with a chance to tie it with 2:57 to go. She's made 4 out of 5 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. We have a tie basketball game, John, at the 2:57 mark to go in the ball game. 49 all. Second shot to give Sacred Heart the lead. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg. Shot is up. She got it. Lechtenberg has made 6 in a row after missing her first free throw, and it's 50-49. Sacred Heart by one. Johnson Brock, they're not going to panic. They've been there. With the pass to the right side, driving, Chloe Weiss moves toward the basket, a whistle, and a foul.
Uh-oh. Hallie Jones just fouled out.
The freshman fouls out of the ballgame. She finishes tonight with 3 points in the contest.
Andy Hadron, he was 9 rebounds.
Yeah. Dorothy Krause will check in to replace her. You bring a freshman off the bench.
You know, I will differ with what you said a little bit. You said they're not going to panic. They really haven't been in this position very often.
Pelican, first free throw is up. Could not get it. Daly Pelican, she has 6 points in a game on a pair of threes. The freshman will have a chance to tie the game up. There's 2:45 left to play in the ballgame. Daly Pelican, second free throw is up, and it's off also. There's a struggle for the rebound, and Witt comes out of there with it. Daisy Witt. So now Sacred Heart with a one-point lead and the basketball. 2.5 minutes to go. Let's see what Luke Sando wants his players to do here. Witt, in a little bit of trouble, has the ball stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Knippelmeyer driving layup, got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer with a huge steal and a basket gives Johnson Brock the lead back by one. We got a seesaw contest here in the final 3 minutes of this one. Daisy Witt with the basketball. Bounce pass, gives it again, over to McKinley Scholl. Scholl stepped between two defenders, timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the ballgame. 51-50, your score. Johnson Brock up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We have listeners on both sides of this basketball game, and I got to tell you, no matter who you're pulling for listening to the broadcast, whether you're a Johnson Brock fan or a Sacred Heart Irish fan, you got to be enjoying this one. This is fun basketball.
Yeah, this is good, especially, I mean, you're number one in D2, number four in D1. Either team is going to get hurt in the ratings because of this one.
51-50, Johnson Brock up by one. Sacred Heart with the basketball as play is resumed. Clock at 2:05. Bounce pass comes to Avery Sando. Back across to Witt. Pressure being applied now. Pressuring defense by Johnson Brock. Here's Avery Sando for three off the rim. No. Rebound is battled for. Jump ball is possession arrow. Will stay with Sacred Heart. McKinley Scholl was down there battling with Behrens and Ottoman for that rebound. Held ball is called. Irish get it on the possession arrow. A minute 54 to go. We're inside of 2 minutes to play. Dorothy Krause of the ballgame now for Helly Jones, who has fouled out for the Irish. Inbound pass, Lechtenberg. Bounce pass to the corner. Krause takes it to the corner baseline. She's in trouble down here. Turned the ball over. There's a turnover. Pelican comes up with it. A cross-court pass to Knippelmeyer. Coach Mitchell Atkinson up saying, slow it down here. You're up by one. A minute 37 to go in the ballgame. Holding the ball is Brooklyn Behrens out here at the top of the key. Behrens coming out after her now is Dacey Witt. The count is on. Witt chases after her. She almost lost it. Goes to Pelican. Now it goes back across with Ottoman. They're going to run a weave out here at the top of the key. Take as much time off the clock as they can. A minute 15 to play. 75 seconds to go. Johnson Brock up by 150. Now the freshman is handling the ball. Daley Pelican. Pelican picks up her dribble. She traveled. Drugged the pivot foot. Unfortunate turnover there for Johnson Brock. Back into the ballgame comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer, replacing Daley Pelican with a minute six to go in the ballgame. 51-50. Johnson Brock by one. The Irish have the basketball. Sacred Heart trailing by one. D.C. Witt gets it across the timeline to McKinley Scholl. Into Gentry Lechtenberg. Right side, Avery Sando. Top of the key into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, triple team. Goes back out to Witt with it. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Bounce pass right side. McKinley Scholl to Lechtenberg. Driving lay-in. Up and good! Lechtenberg got the lay-in. Johnson Brock trails by one now as they come down the court. 52-51. Sacred Heart with the lead. 35 seconds to go. Into Ottoman. Lay it up and good. Karen Ottoman answers quickly. Ottoman's got 22 points. Timeout taken on the floor. 53-52. Your score. Johnson Brock back up by one. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball when we return on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you back here at Wymore Southern High School. Let's set the stage here, John. 31.1 seconds showing on the clock. The score, Johnson Brock 53, Sacred Heart 52. When play is resumed coming out of the timeout, it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. They'll be inbounding it on the baseline under the Johnson Brock bucket. They have to go the full length of the floor. Obviously, this is going to come down to a final shot in the contest here.
If I was Mitchell Atkinson, I would be awfully tempted to pressure Sacred Heart here full length.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, they got young players, and we'll see how they want to handle the ball here.
They're not going to let them come up the floor unmolested, you can bet that. Here we go with 31 seconds to play. Inbounding it, McKinley Scholl will inbound it on the baseline. Nobody up in her face, so she'll get it in easily. Tosses it into Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will get it across the timeline. 25 seconds to go. Again, Johnson Brock up by one. Lechtenberg gives it up to D.C. Witt, running the weave. They're going to play for the final shot here. McKinley Scholl again goes to Lechtenberg. There's a floater up and good. Lechtenberg gets the lay-in. 14.7 seconds. Timeout taken on the floor. Johnson Brock. John, let's just keep it here live for a minute. We want to remind everybody that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. If you're enjoying this kind of basketball here on Sunny 101.3, Bruna Implement Company, they're the folks you should thank in Humboldt. 14.7 seconds left here, John. 54-53, Sacred Heart, despite being down by as much as 10, up by 1.
They have done well. We have had, in this fourth quarter, 5 lead changes here. All of them coming in, what, the last 3.5 minutes.
And this basket a moment ago by Taryn Ottoman that had given the lead back to Johnson Brock, that was Taryn's first 2 points of the second half after she had scored 20 in the first half. So they've done a much better job inside on Ottoman defensively for Sacred Heart.
What do you do here now, John? You've got plenty of time to get the ball up the floor. You want to go inside like they started the ball game, try and get it inside to Ottoman, hope for either a foul or a basket?
Well, you know, Ottoman, Buck Myers had kind of a hot hand, and Brooklyn Barons, those are your three you would expect. It. Chloe Weiss, she's only got 3 points, but she's always in the mix.
That's for sure. Well, they got a lot of weapons they can try to use here. It's going to come down to this final possession. Sacred Heart up 54-53, 14.7 seconds to play. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Barons will inbound it to Chloe Weiss. Weiss being chased by Lechtenberg. Oh, Lechtenberg squatted at the ball. You don't want to foul here. All the way goes Weiss. She lost the ball. There's a shot that's forced up. Ottoman follow shot. Can't get it, but a whistle and a foul with 4.7 seconds to play. Taryn Ottoman is going to be at the free throw line, shooting two shots.
Stacey Witt picks up her third foul, and Ottoman at the line where she's perfect in the ballgame.
Okay, Ottoman has not missed tonight. Free throw is up. Oh, no good. She'll get another one to try and tie it.
And we apologize to Taryn and all the Johnson Brock fans.
Time out taken by Sacred Heart. They're going to kind of let Taryn Ottoman think about it a minute. We'll step aside this time for a 30-second break. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, John Nixon, these are the kind of ball games you and I look forward to. The ones that come out, you got friends on both sides of the ball here. Great competitive basketball between two of Southeast Nebraska's best girls basketball teams around our part of the country anyway, and this is a dandy.
Yeah, and one thing you can say, there's a whole bunch of tough girls playing this ball game, and I mean that as a compliment. Man, they are going at it here tonight.
Well, there's some good athletes on the
floor. Oh, yeah.
All right, it's 54-53. Sacred Heart is up by one. There are 4.7 seconds on the clock. Taryn Ottoman is at the line. She missed the shot a minute ago after making seven in a row. This shot would tie the ball game if she can get it to drop from the free throw line. No pressure here, John.
Oh, no.
Taryn Ottoman bends the knees, looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. Got it. We're tied. All tied, 54 all, 4.7 seconds. Inbound, Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg just going to dribble it out. Tries to come down court. Shot at the buzzer. Oh, just came up short. We're tied at 54 all after regulation. We move to overtime. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Southern High School. Randy and John here. Kurt back at the studio. Well, John, we get four more minutes of this.
Yeah.
I got us through the fourth quarter. Why don't you see what you can do with the overtime, my friend?
See what happens here. That's the most points you scored in a while in that quarter.
Yeah, I did well.
You did. Taryn Ottoman will jump it up against Gentry Lechtenberg. The way I counted, the Irish have got three players who have not come out of this ball game.
And the tip is going backcourt, and the Irish able to run it down, because I think that would have been Johnson Brock ball. So D.C. Witt brings it up the floor for the Irish. Johnson Brock getting set into his own defense here. Lechtenberg with it. Fires over to Witt in the middle of the floor now with it. Stands in the midcourt circle with a dribble. Off to McKinley Scholl. Scholl passes off, gets it right back. Cross court Sando. Avery Sando has knocked down some big shots in this tournament. And now into the free throw line. Lechtenberg wasn't ready. McKinley Scholl for three. No. Weak side rebound to Kraus. Triple team, lost it, and then committed a foul.
Well, Dorothy Kraus had the rebound. They took it away from her. She reached back to try and regain possession. She'll be called for her second personal, and that will send us to the other end.
Now, you know, I had ran into this year with these new foul rules. We just continue on.
Yeah, the five carries into the overtime. That's right.
All right. Who's there? Barron to Brooklyn at the line. On the way up, and the first one is short. She's had a tough time at the line tonight.
She's got 8 points, but only 1 for 5 from the line at this point, John.
Well, she'll get another one here. That's unusual. She's a pretty good free throw shooter. Lefty sets, fires, it's up, it's good. And now the lead goes back to Johnson Brock. 55-54. And now D.C. Witt up the floor for the Irish. Watch this little one run up the court, saying, stay off the floor. D.C. Witt passes off, gets it back. And now McKinley Scholl. Lechtenberg playing in the post, going side to side. Witt steps up, right side to Scholl. Flashing through is Lechtenberg, guarded there by Ottoman in that zone. Now back over to McKinley Scholl, and a bounce pass in, and a reach-in foul on Johnson Brock.
Probably going to go on Karen Ottoman here.
That's only
yes, it is. On Ottoman, that will be her third personal foul.
That's only the fourth team foul on the Eagles here in the second and the fourth quarter in overtime. So no free throws for the Irish. Bring it in the middle, Lechtenberg open, flashes, got it, and the Irish reclaim the lead. 26 now for Lechtenberg in the ballgame. Here come the Eagles, Barron through traffic, layup, got it. Nobody home in the defense for the Irish that time.
Gentry Lechtenberg has 26 points, by the way, John.
12, and now the lead back to Johnson Brock. Scholl with it, 2:28 to play. Give it to Lechtenberg in the paint, down the lane, left side, off, won't go. Scholl scrapping for the rebound. Had it, held ball, would go to Johnson Brock.
Every possession so critical here when the ball, when the lead is just going back and forth, 1 point each direction.
Lechtenberg sit out 6 minutes and 36 seconds the second quarter with two fouls. Had to sit down here in the second half. Up the floor, 1 point lead, Johnson Brock, 57-56. Buckmeyer to Chloe Weiss. Left side elbow, dribbling into the paint, down the lane, knocked away. Stripped away by the Irish and off of the leg of Chloe Weiss.
Yeah, went right off her foot out of bounds.
2:04 left in the OT. Lechtenberg will take the inbound pressure just in front of midcourt. Up the floor. Picked up her dribble, gets it to D.C. Witt, the sophomore guard, off to McKinley Scholl. Kraus down on the baseline for the Irish, standing way to the outside. Minute 45 of the clock winding. Bounce pass into Lechtenberg, she's headed to the hole. Up and fouled. She'll go to the line, and Johnson Brock commits the foul.
Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That is her fourth personal. At the free throw line, Jeffrey Lechtenberg. I've got her with 26 points so far, John.
Whole bunch of free throws again. Sets, fires, we're tied at 57. It's good.
Not going to say a thing, John.
For the lead for the Sacred Heart Junior. Getting set, fires, spins it, got it.
That's 8 in a row from the line.
The Irish, good hold up there. Another lead change. Back and forth we go. 58-57. 95 seconds left. Weiss to Buckmeyer. Right side wing. Dribbles in. Back out to Barron. Barron to the free throw line. Leaves it off there. And now Weiss coming to the near side. Buckmeyer. Right side of the paint. Back to Weiss. Into the lane she goes. Leaves it back to Barron. Buckmeyer. Right side with it to Knippelmeyer. Here's a two-pointer on the way up. In out. No good by Knippelmeyer. Foul on the rebound on Johnson Brock.
Foul's going to be called on Brooklyn Barron. On Barron, that is her fourth personal.
And that is a 15 foul, John. We're going to be shooting this one. The team fouls carry over from the fourth quarter into the overtime period. So now, with a one-point lead, 58-57, the Irish are going to have Witt at the free throw line. Dacey's first trip to the line, had 6 points back in the first quarter. Couple of threes. Sophomore fires, and no good. Chance to make it a two-point lead here if she can nail this one. Chloe Weiss is over visiting Coach Mitchell Atkinson. Johnson Brock with a couple of timeouts left. Free throw, no, off the back. Rebound brought down by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a junior, to the front court. 108 to go. Timeout. Johnson Brock. 68 seconds to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State area.
Let's set the stage for you here at Southern High School. 1 minute and 8 seconds left to play here in the overtime period. 58-57, the Sacred Heart Irish with a one-point lead. They trailed by as much as 10 at one point. They were down by 7 or 8 on 3 or 4 other occasions late in the ballgame, and then that big fourth quarter where they came back and tied it up at 54 all at the end of regulation. Great basketball, John. I love these kind of ball games.
It's a good one. One timeout apiece for the two teams left here with a minute 8 to go in the overtime. Dare we say this overtime? No, I think it was 1 point, the biggest lead we've had this overtime, I think. No, they're supposed to get up by two.
Several lead changes here in the overtime.
Yeah. All right, in front of their bench, Johnson Brock to inbound. Will they hold for one shot to win it? We'll see. I'd want to have a chance to go into Ottoman, and a held ball goes to the Irish. That was McKinley Scholl.
McKinley Scholl, the hero there for the Irish. She got in and tied up Taryn Ottoman.
And on the backside, let's credit Kraus.
Yep, Kraus was there too.
Full court pressure. Behrens pressuring Lechtenberg. Coming up the floor with a dribble. Throws it ahead to Dacey Witt. Witt gets it, and now a quick foul on Chloe Weiss. The referee says, hey, a little less aggressive, please.
Chloe Weiss's third personal foul. Going to send it to the free throw line now.
McKinley.
Yeah, Scholl at the line.
Scholl. Boy, had been there a lot. Well, made 2 out of 6 and 3 out of 7 now. And the Irish now have a 2-point lead. Is that their biggest lead of the game? I don't think it is, but it seems like it. For a 3-point lead. It's up. It's good for the Sacred Heart senior, the only senior on the roster. 60-57, 50 seconds to go. Johnson Brock to Weiss. Thought it didn't take the long one. Ottoman bobbled it, stolen by Scholl, and a foul on Ottoman will be her fourth.
McKinley Scholl with a huge steal there, and then Ottoman got called for her fourth personal. It's now a 3-point Sacred Heart lead, 60-57, with the Irish in the line.
If you're a Sacred Heart fan, that's exactly who you want fouled because you just knocked down two.
McKinley has made 5 of 8.
Free throw up, good. 3 in a row in the overtime.
13 points now for McKinley Scholl.
Scholl ready.
2-possession lead for the Irish.
Second one up and in and out, no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Behrens. 40 seconds to go and up to a 4-point Irish lead. Weiss holds it, moves over, looks to Ottoman, backing in, right side, shoots it, short, no good. Rebound, Buckmeyer can't get it to go, and a held ball, and the rebound will stay with Johnson Brock.
Down to 29 seconds to go here. Sacred Heart with a 4-point lead. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete wrap-up.
This is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City of Johnson. 8 o'clock on a Saturday night for 3-and-3-pointer for Buckmeyer.
She's got, I believe, 11. Timeout with 25 seconds to go. A one-point Irish lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those budding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
25 seconds left in our overtime period. The lead, Ball City Sacred Heart, 61-60. And this is only the second of three games. We still got the boys' championship game to go.
Oh, I'm going home.
Four lead changes here in the overtime. We had five lead changes in the fourth quarter. And Sacred Heart fell behind by 10 in the first period, 17-7.
Well, 25 seconds to go. You don't have to foul right away if you're Johnson Brock. If you're going to foul, well,
you might better get back here and guard this girl by herself.
Better be doing it, going for a steal.
Here we go. All right. Schull into Lechtenberg. That's the two you want to have the ball. Now they go to Witt. She got away up the floor, 3-on-2. Keeps on going, and a push foul on Johnson Brock.
Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That is her fifth personal. She will foul out of the ballgame. Checking in to replace her comes Brooklyn Barron. We trade one Brooklyn for another here.
Yeah, Daly Pelican to check in that last time out. So here's Daisy Witt, who just missed a pair at the line. These are huge. Up. Got it. Two-point advantage.
18.5 seconds on the clock. She can put the Irish up by three here.
Krause and Sando back deep for the Irish on defense. Second one, good. She nailed it both. The lead is three with 18.5 seconds. And John's going to try to roll it in. Pelican picks it up now. Comes to the front court. The freshman off the vise on the right side.
12 seconds.
And the travel as they couldn't get rid of the ball. Vise coming through traffic. Got tangled up. And they turn it over to Sacred Heart.
And they pretty much need to foul immediately here.
Yes.
You're down to 11.7 seconds, John.
All right. Inbounding will be Avery Sando. Looking back for Shoal, nobody with her. And now a foul on Daly Pelican.
Well, the freshman did what she needed to do there on Daly, her third personal. We're down to 9.7 seconds to go. The lead is three for the Irish. McKinley Shoal can make it a two-possession lead if she hits either of these two free throws.
13 here, right?
I think so.
Up. Good. Four-point lead for the Irish as McKinley Shoal knocks it down. Timeout, Sacred Heart. Luke Sando wants to settle his team down and talk it over. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
9.7 seconds showing on the score clock here at Southern High School. Sacred Heart with a four-point advantage after trailing throughout most of this contest, 64-60. Johnson Brock fouled out of kind of desperation there. And at the line, McKinley Shoal. John?
All right, one more to go for the Irish senior. She gets set. Fires a free throw. It's good. Switched it. And now it will be Ottoman to inbound it. Hawk does not start. There it goes. Up the floor. Barron's over the right side. Pelican for a long three. Off the mark. No. Sando the rebound. And a foul called on Johnson Brock. That will go on Chloe Vice.
That's just about going to do it here, John. On Chloe Vice, that is her fourth personal. The clock is now down to 3.3 seconds. The Irish by five with Sando at the line.
Avery, 9 points in the ball game. first trip to the line, all on three so far. It's up, it's good.
What a ball game we've witnessed here tonight, John.
66-60 at the moment.
Kind of one of those it's a shame for anybody to lose.
Yeah, free throw good again for Avery Santo and the Irish. With 2 seconds to go, Johnson Brock, the three-pointer, off the bank, no good. Sacred Heart with a come-from-behind win gets it 67-60 over the Johnson Brock Eagles, snapping their 17-game winning streak. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding area.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at 4 locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Southern High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake for Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future, less protected. John?
Scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight goes this way. Brooklyn Barron scores 12 in the ballgame. Daly Pelican scored 8 in the contest here tonight for Johnson Brock. We've got 5 for Natalie Knippelmeyer. 11 for Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the ballgame. That included 3 three-point baskets. Chloe Weiss had 3, and Taryn Ottoman had 23 points in the ballgame. She scored 20 in the first half, and the Irish kind of shut Brooke Taryn down in the second half, later to just 4 points, 3 points actually in the fourth quarter, and none in the overtime. Johnson Brock was 8 of 10 at the free throw line after three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter and overtime, they went 2 out of 9 at the line. For the Irish, they are led in the scoring by Gentry Lechtenberg, 28 points on the night for the Irish junior. She had 3, make it 4 in the first half. Or actually 13 in the first. No, it was, 4 in the first half. Set out 6.5 minutes of the second quarter when she got her second foul. And then rolled in that fourth quarter where she scored 11 and then 4 more in the overtime. Daisy Witt scored 8. Dorothy Krause had 1. Avery Santo had 11. That was 3-3 and a couple of free throws. And McKinley Schull scored 16 in the ball game. She scored 13 of those in the second half and the overtime period. The Irish hit 21 of 31 free throws in the game. They went 16 of 19 in the fourth quarter and overtime, and that sealed the victory, 67-60. Sagan Hart improved to 17-3 on the year. Johnson Brock now 17-2 on the season. What a ball game. Final, 67-60. Sagan Hart gets the win and the Pioneer Conference Championship. They're taking pictures with the trophies. They'll let them do that. We're going to get ready for the boys' game between Johnson Brock and Tri-County. Johnson Brock will try to get it for the second straight year in the Pioneer Conference with a win over Tri-County like they got them last year on their home floor. We'll see what transpires here in this one tonight. So they put 20 minutes up on the clock. They're still taking pictures. And while they are doing that, we're going to send things back to Kirk Gilman at our studios. I think here, I don't know if we can get Coach Santo up here or not. He's going to be a pretty busy guy getting congratulations here in this contest, following the contest, if he can. I don't know if he can see us or not, trying to get his attention here. They're trying to get him down there now. I don't think. I think we'll just let him enjoy it. Maybe we'll get him at halftime. So while they're getting taken care of the warm-ups for the boys, we'll send things back to the studios, and we'll be back with the boys' championship game coming up here in about 15 minutes on Sunny 101.3.